Hi, I'm Lori Gallardo, and joining me in the studio are Andrew Schapter, the writer and director of the film The Teller and the Truth, and two of its stars, Leilani Galvan and Russell Ochoa. Welcome, everyone.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
Andrew, I'll start with you. The story begins in 1974. Tell me what happened.
Well, it's based on a couple of true stories. So it's a narrative, it's a really odd mix of a narrative fiction, but it's based on a couple of things that really happened. And they're sort of alternate universes that come together, and we tell both of those stories at the same time. And it turns out to be characters that come together, and their stories come together. But essentially, it's based on a 1974 bank robbery that happened in Smithville, Texas. And the bank teller, shortly thereafter, is nowhere to be found. There's a lot of different reasons that could have happened, and so we sort of dive into there first. But as we kind of get to know the person that her character was running around with the days before she disappeared, that becomes a whole different narrative story in itself. It's a love story, but it's also a mystery. These are based on some really interesting true stories, and I'm really excited about it, but I'm never going to be able to reveal which part is truth and which part isn't. That's for the viewer to decide. If they want to go down a rabbit hole on the internet, they're going to find some interesting things.
Andrew, you're known mostly for your documentary work, and in The Teller and the Truth, the film was done in both a documentary style and as a narrative. How did you make this work? Audiences tend to have sort of linear expectations, and going from a documentary style into a narrative, there had to be some kind of flow.
It's not easy, and you would think that it was just a simple transition of just shifting gears in the middle of the story, but that's jarring for an audience. So I wanted to set the table with the narrative first. If you watch a trailer, you're going to think, oh, this is a documentary about, you know, this woman. I went out of my way to blur those lines as much as possible. But in all that sort of mix of narrative and documentary is also a silent film where two actors are telling a story visually without any sort of dialogue whatsoever, which is actually more difficult, in my opinion. Nevi Owens was our editor, so she was able to go through 6 years of footage. But it also helped to bring in the editor of Boyhood, who went through, 12 years of footage with Linkletter, and to help us on that transition. And I remember the day she said, hey, it works. And that's when I knew we had it. But prior to that, it was a very scary thing because I thought, what if I screw this up? What if the audience just, what if I get slammed because I decided to change genres right in the middle of a film? But it worked out. And I relied on the blessings of these talented editors to tell us that.
Leilani, your character is central to the story. Your image, by the way, haunts me from the film's trailer and the photos that Andrew took. Without giving too much away, give me some of your own reflections on your character. What is Frances like?
Well, for me, one of the beautiful things about Frances, especially now looking back, is that basically the film, we filmed throughout the majority of my 20s. And 20s, for I dare say most women, can be like a roller coaster ride with highs and lows. And so because we had so much time to film, I was just able to make myself transparent and show feelings that were already there inside of me as a woman traversing her 20s. And so it was really intimidating or scary. And sometimes it felt really amazing to do that on film. And then other times it didn't feel good at all, but that's life, you know? And so I think that's one reason why Frances as a character comes off as so real, because it's just very real feelings behind her eyes, very real things going on.
Russell, I'll pose the same question to you. Without giving too much away, give me a few reflections on your character, Oliver.
Oliver's an interesting guy. He's, I usually describe him as kind of a loner, but he's looking for a partner, and I know those two things are are kind of, you know, at first glance sort of contradictory. But, you know, I don't know. I think in life we seek out people who to run with, more or less, you know. He's made these decisions in his life along the way that have taken him to these various places. By the time the film, you know, picks up where he is, you come around to him, you know, meeting this person who just blows his mind, sort of like in a way that I think no one has done before. We're both looking to escape our individual kind of situations, but, you know, he sees light in that, you know, they can do it together. And I think that really, really resonated with me. When acting, a very dear friend of mine, a good teacher, Larry Hovis, used to say, like, you know, play the best version of yourself, or at least start there. And I think to echo what Leilani's saying, it's like, you know, you reach inside of yourself for these things that ring true via the character, and then you, or at least I do, I marry those two things, you know.
Your characters have no dialogue in the film. How did you communicate complex emotions without, say, over-exaggerating your gestures or your features or your own expressions?
I think that there's a lot of trust that happens. You know, obviously between Francis and Oliver, you know, we're trusting each other to go there, to be in love, as those two characters are, you know.
And we also, I mean, at least I really trust my relationship with Francis. And for me, Francis was like a ghost, or like this person that traveled with me for so many years. I knew her very well. And it sounds creepy, but I would literally consult with Francis and ask her and talk to her, you know, in my mind or sometimes out loud, and just see in my head how she was doing, you know, in different situations.
Mm-hmm. I think being in the moment with those characters as well, you know, like Andrew took us to some pretty amazing places that were sort of devoid of any indication of now. It was a lot of stuff that was like from the past, you know.
Totally. And Andrew would take us, props to Andrew for putting us in the environment where it was very easy to tune in to our characters.
Totally. And as you know, as you were saying about the expressions and things, like, you know, we trust him just as much as we're trusting each other to tell us, you know, yeah, that was, yeah, like that, or no, that was, you know, let's do that again, you know. So it is kind of the Three Musketeers in that way. A lot of the time, like while we were doing this, which was good, you know.
Andrew, how long did it take to make this film?
Took from beginning to end, took 6 years. And part of that has to do with personal wellness. Part of it has to do with the challenges of making a film in this day and age, where the market is saturated and it's more and more difficult to finish a film unless you're blessed by a studio. This started out as a photography project that essentially was going to be a visual storyboard of my first Hollywood film. The restlessness and the economy was not very good. 2007, 2008, this is pre-Kickstarter, not really a fundraising atmosphere. So to keep myself engaged, I started to take pictures. And then I came across these two who didn't know it at the time, but had acting chops. But I said, you know, let me just do a photo story, since I was a photographer for 20 years prior. So right around that time, I was scouting for something else in Smithville, Texas, and I hear the story of a real bank robber girl, and she looks like Leilani. And so things like, you know, started to take shape. And then when I started to talk and engage with this other character, Oliver Pierce, there was some actual footage of him at Camp Evans in Vietnam. He looked exactly like Russell. Exactly. Russell used to smoke cigarettes the exact same way, you know? So I just went with it, and then that's went from a photo story to let's do a documentary about these two characters and let's use them in photos. Well, then we started shooting video, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, we have a movie here. there's a tie-in with Willie Nelson, too. We went on tour. I was working with Willie Nelson, and we had them join the crew to go on tour with Willie. So these two characters, you know, we had to show characters, you know, running across country from the police. Well, we just, whenever, in between Willie Nelson shows, we'd go out and we'd shoot these scenes, and that was one way of doing it. But I gotta say, you know, yes, this is a Texas story. Yes, it's Austin-based and shot in Smithville, but also India, Spain, Dubai, Paris, Western United States, San Francisco, a portion of Mexico. It's all over the place, and we wouldn't have been able to afford to do that in the short span of 6 weeks. You know, and simultaneously getting to know Sandra Dare, who's working on Boyhood, and seeing over there that Linklater's kind of doing the same thing. I thought, well, you know, you can shoot a film in 6 weeks and it can be quite stressful. You can raise lots of money to pay everybody for 6 weeks and go. Or you can carefully craft it over a long period of time, make it a labor of love, and do it right.
I've been speaking with Andrew Schapter, the writer and director of The Teller and the Truth. And it stars Leilani Galvan and Russell Ochoa. Thank you all so much for coming to speak with me.
Thank you for having us. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.
I don't want to do anything, least of all with me. Wait and see if the morning brings less passivity. All I can hear is the tick of the clock until I can fall back asleep. I want a long, tall, fantastic dream. I don't want to feel anything, least of all ennui. If I just had a song to sing, almost all I need. Staring the hours down with a gluttonous disdain. I need a long, tall, fantastic dream.
Long, tall, fantastic.